Yes.
Have someone
Patty ready?
Totally agree with
you.
It's 8:30 on the clock.
I'm all ready.
Eisenstein, Jurgens,
part of the Board of Equalization team. The Open Meeting Act is on the east wall there behind the press. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, Thiemann. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
Move so moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote, 7-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Bauman. Vote, 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none. Patty?
I'm kind of boring today. What could we talk about? What do you guys want to know?
Taxes. How come our taxes are going up? That's what I want to know.
Because of Terry's chicken ranch. I don't know.
You got my property tax. Don't worry about it.
That's a movable part. Is that on your personal property?
Yeah,
that
personal property, yeah.
He's what he'd be valued at.
He's a chicken, so he won't talk about his taxes.
Let's see. Do we have anything to discuss? I don't really have much. We're helping people fill out homesteads and for some property, and we're waiting for our report from the state to see if I pass for my values. That won't be till about April 15th. I think it's a little bit earlier than that, but we should know. Lancaster exchanged my values, so we exchanged values to see where we are on ag land, so that'll be interesting. So, other than that, go ahead.
A lot of discussion about out there in the Lincoln Journal Star and different places, and as well as the went to a talk that the Federal Reserve Bank had in Lincoln last week about the decrease in ag land valuation. And so running contrary to what people may see as far as an increase in what you're going to send them, maybe again refresh that it's not the year of, it's not the year looking forward, it's the years in the past.
Correct.
And so I think that some people may have a conflict in what they're hearing based on what they see.
I've had some calls on that, and you have to realize that that's statewide too. That article, I believe, was statewide. What happened with my farm ground this year is we look at a three-year sales analysis, and when I dropped the old year off and put the new year on, that's when everything became back down again. I mean, so the old year was the year that, you know, was still, you know, keeping our values in the 60 area, 60, 65. But when I took that old year off and put the brand new year on, that's when everything went down into the 50s. And so that's where you have to get your range up to 69 to 75%. So that's why the increases had to occur. Now, another conversation we've had at length is between irrigated and dry land. Years, not that far long ago, our dry land and our irrigated wasn't that far apart in the way it sold. And I think I talked to Myron about this, because if dry land here had irrigation potential, it sold for pretty close to what irrigated did. Now our county is pretty much blue all over. There's pivots going up, there's water going up. So there was a lot of discussion in the past of why irrigated and dry was so far apart. Well, another thing is, because when it sold as dry in a lot of cases. And now we have much more irrigated. So, and we base everything on market and on sales. So the irrigated sales were not there as much as what the dry land sales were. And I remember Denny Donner, and I don't know if anybody here, he's the guy from the state that came down one time and said that they were seeing that across the state, especially if there was a good water supply underneath there. So that was one of the reasons, because I had always had people kind of comment, you know, why is irrigated not a lot higher than dry? And that was one of the reasons why. But looking at across the line, we went to a meeting last week with other counties, and we passed around our ag land values, and so we'll just see. But That is the problem. We still have seen a good market base and a good market value this last year. And that ended, I believe, we used to go till the end of July, and they extended that out a couple months now. So we could see what the trending was doing. So I don't know. You know, there again, next year we're going to have another year drop off and the new year come on. We had a pretty good sell up in northern Gage County the other day on dry. So it's just going to depend. I'm not looking forward to May because I you know, we've put good increases on these people for the last several years. So I don't know. It's the way that, you know, everything's done at the legislature, and I don't know that they've really addressed, you know, the 65% didn't pass, but I don't know if this governor or if any of the people in the legislature are going to start addressing the tax structure, or does anybody really know how to fix it, I guess.
Well, Pat, is there any discussion about, instead of looking at 3 years, go out and look maybe 5 years or 6 years and take some of these peaks off and maybe moderate those increases and not look at such a short term? Because I think what we see as a short term is you're behind for a few years, and then you might be right on for a half a year, and then you may be ahead. And if you moderate that, just the simple math means you're going to water that down and get rid of a peak and valley and more of a rolling.
That's a possibility, and I don't know if anything like that's been brought up. Now, when you're looking at an appraisal is only good for 6 months, but, you know, when you're talking just a fee appraisal, so I don't know whether there would be any kind of standard that said you couldn't go out that far or, you know.
I think there is.
I mean, you could probably.
That can have a tremendous effect. And
what has happened now is when we were in that slump area where we weren't having a lot of sales, appraisers did have to go out further than the six-month period because they could not find sales to do the subject property and look for the comparables. But I don't know. You know, I have no idea what their plans are, what they're even, you know. Other states just have revenue, and Nebraska, I don't think, does. And that's one of the things that we don't have a lot of revenue coming into our state. And I don't know what you do about that, but that's...
You don't have the people. When you don't have the population in a state this big, you don't generate the same amount of money as you do in a state like Colorado that has as many people as we have in one town. And I mean, you think of the travel dollars that they get, and they from the people numbers. Nebraska's always wrestled with taxes because of numbers, and we just don't have the people in the state.
A lot of they say Iowa and Kansas and everything. You know that the things are different there. My thought process, though, would be, is anything different? I mean, you're talking real estate taxes, but is anything different on the motor vehicle side, on the income? I don't know, because I haven't, you know, went out, and I would assume that some of those people have studied that. I had talked to a farm manager once that said some taxes in Kansas were higher on other things, maybe not real estate. So, I don't know. It's an ongoing problem, and the 65% thing, I wasn't for or against, but I don't think that was going to fix anything. You know, everybody likes to deal in those numbers, but I'm not sure that it would have done anything really to help anybody. I think the whole overall everything needs to be.
Well, you see different things. Tax on food is one of the huge taxes that other states get around us, and we don't tax food. And so we get a tremendous reduction in tax income because of that compared to the states around us. And our sales tax basically is not as high, generally, as it is in states around us. But the legislature, about the only thing I see that they might get done, they're talking about taking so many millions of dollars to give back to the locals for a tax reduction. But that's it. I don't think they're going to change the formula, so I don't think they're going to get that done, at least as near as I can see. But who knows, in the last half of the session, when they start throwing amendments on, you just don't know. The lawyers, excuse me, some of those lawyers get involved, and you just never know what's going to happen next.
But special interest.
We have a good lawyer who will protect us in Gage County.
And there's never any other distractions that would distract from any tax conversations taking place up there, is there?
No.
Do that.
I don't know. I don't have the answers. I know the people are going to, because I've seen when we rolled the values, I've seen some pretty drastic things that have caused me to lose a little sleep, to be real honest.
I've had people that have been calling me, and of course my wife being on the school board, about talking about building a new elementary school, and she had somebody in her office yesterday for an hour and a half chewing her out because they're talking about building a new school and how much that's going to raise their taxes, and she's probably called all of you.
Yeah.
No, she's fortunate. She has you to listen, so yeah. You do a good job.
What's your number, Denny, in case she calls?
Priority.
Yeah.
That's a daily basis for me. So.
I believe that. Watch out, Scooter.
So I don't know. I don't want to keep beating this to death, but I mean, it is going to happen. So
it is a concern, and
it is.
And as we go forward, continually having the increases we've had, but
And then I don't know what your crop prices are.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if there's been income, or farmers have had some good years, so they've been able to support those taxes. As we go forward, though, and as the income is projected to be declining, those taxes will take a greater share of their income, and we will hear a lot more comments from the public, from the farmers, from the state.
Go ahead.
As you talked to the other assessors, you were comparing what?
We're looking at that.
Mm-hmm. Did it seem like our values are staying up more compared to other areas?
In fact, Lancaster didn't raise theirs last year because of me. They tried not to.
Tried not to, but...
Yeah, but the Turk ordered them to. So basically, he got mine right away this year, and I'm higher than him. But basically, Lancaster wasn't real happy with what my values were last year. But I fell into place, because what I do is I work really closely with the state to make sure that I'm in compliance. I mean, that's the best way to go about it, because then you don't have to go to show cause. You don't, and it's your job to do what you're supposed to do. I mean, someone will say, well, I'm not going to raise anything and just let Turk do it. Well, then they raise you almost to the top, and so I go ahead and do it to where, work with my liaison, and, the whole thing is, they used to say, well, it's the state's fault. Well, it's the laws made. The state interprets the law to help the counties get to the point where they need to be. And that's a good relationship that I have with them, and I think
you do your job. You do what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
You look at sales, and you make decisions based on what it tells you to do.
So that old thing as well, I'm going to blame the state, that to me is just, that doesn't work with my process. So, and I have a really good liaison. We work, and we look at Johnson, we look at Pawnee. I mean, it's amazing what the land does when you go that way to Pawnee, but then you come back this way, you go down Highway 77 into Kansas, and that ground just all of a sudden gets really a lot better. It's rocky and more different over that area, but like I said, we'll work with the people, and I'll have to admit that I have not had people that are irate with me or anything, over the last course of... I mean, at first they get a little bit anxious and stuff, but they get it. It's just that... And I did raise some rural acreages, too, so that's going to affect some people, so...
It's nice for Denny and his equalization board to know, because I think in the past several years that's been... as much as anything, the acreages have protested.
Yeah.
And they.
Yeah, and we've had some good sales out there again.
Yeah.
So
we'll probably see some of those again when we do your equalization hearings.
I doubt if anybody will protest.
You don't think anybody will protest this year?
Well, you have this place you're living in.
We have that on record, Danny. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Okay.
Myron, just one more comment about evaluation. We've talked about this before, but from the assessor's office from 2004, 73% of the valuation in Gage County comes from non-cities and villages. 73%.
Okay. In the Board of Equalization meeting, and it's 8:45 on the clock.